This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WPHD, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Today's the day Joe Biden will give his big press conference celebrating, A very, 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 very bad year. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us on this hump day as we get you through the week. The effort to impeach Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. The race for Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate seat heating up big time. 855-839-1210. You know, it's funny, too, because I keep thinking about, just how bad this administration can get and just how many things they can screw up. Yesterday, I told you how the airlines were asking for a delay in the rollout of 5G. Asking for that because they were saying that some major problems could happen with regards to airline safety. Well, today in the Wall Street Journal, they talk about how the FAA created the problems, and now they're trying to blame the wireless carriers for it. But no, that's not the truth. The truth is that it was the FAA and their massive screw-up. I'll give you some details on that as well. But let's begin the hour by checking in with Dawn. She's got the latest on the news, the weather, the effort to impeach Larry Krasner. Good morning, Dawn.
Yes, good morning. So I'll begin with Krasner. So we've been saying this morning the movement, whether it's impeach 26 or 86-26, but yes, that's the request from a Pennsylvania senator who wants to get rid of, to impeach Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, who, of course, is just beginning his second four-year term. So this is Senator Jake Corman, who represents the 34th District, and he is citing Philadelphia's dreary crime stats to support his case and saying that the legislature should begin these proceedings. And we've seen this in other states as well, to impeach Krasner. Looking at these stats, they're staggering. At least 2,300 people were killed or injured by violence in Philadelphia. And so far this year, I mean, we're looking at, this is January 19th, more than 91 people have been shot and more than 31 people killed. So this is a move to get rid of Krasner. Now, what does Krasner, District Attorney Krasner, say? He says Senator Jake Corman's move is a stunt by a politician who's campaigning to become governor in the 2022 Republican primary for governor. So we will carefully follow this story for you for sure. The other story we've been following for you is that this rewrite of Pennsylvania's congressional map cleared yet another hurdle just yesterday, a Senate panel voting to advance that proposal with a lot of, you know, court battles, some key deadlines looming. So I'll just name the deadlines. The first one is the 24th, tick-tock. I mean, we're coming up on this one. That's a date when the state's top election official and the department would need a final map in order to meet a spring primary deadline. So they don't want this thing to push that primary back. And then the second date we're looking at, January 30th. And that's when the Commonwealth Court is set to take over the process if Governor Wolf and lawmakers cannot agree on the map. So nobody wants it to go to the court January 30th. So that's, I think it's, we're looking at 11 days here with this redistricting map. So I just want to update you on that situation, and we'll put those dates on the calendar to follow. And of course, the big story for all of us, we're watching this weather system. So today, 50 degrees, the sun is out. It'll feel like spring today, a beautiful, mild day. Now this weather system is moving into our region as rain. That'll start about 11 o'clock this evening, and it's rain. Why? Because of the mild temperatures. Then the colder air starts in the early hours into tomorrow morning. Unfortunately, that will create some freezing rain. Here's where the timing of it is critical, because if it's now freezing, you've got the freezing rain, the possibility of frozen roads, and then Philadelphia, all the suburbs surrounding South Jersey, will see the snow come around 9 o'clock in the morning. So in other words, if the snow is earlier and it's not freezing rain, that's a little better. You see what I'm saying? The timing is with regard to the morning commute, because we don't want the black ice covering the roadways. So that's really what everybody's watching. Up to 3 inches expected to fall. Will we have delays with schools opening and business openings? Obviously, we'll be following all of that. But most importantly, American Heritage Credit Union sponsors our news and forecast this morning. And with an American Heritage Credit Union Platinum MasterCard, you decide how to be rewarded. Earn up to 3% cash back or transfer a balance from another card, no fees. Lock in that 0% APR on purchases and balance transfers for 9 months. Visit AmericanHeritageCU.org/creditcards. Insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. This is Zeoli Show News Live.
And don't forget, killing hamsters. Slaughter the hamster slaughter.
So they're going door to door and taking people's pets. Not just hamsters. So there are some small, furry other animals, like some, I guess, some chihuahuas and some Pomeranian little dog. I'm not a little dog expert, so I think Pomeranian is the other name. Little cute, those cute little furry.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So.
Not good. Not good, Dawn. Not good at all.
The kids are crying. The little hamsters are. Because COVID.
Because COVID, exactly right.
But it,
COVID.
It does raise the issue, you know what I mean? Because we hear about, like, that we hear the zoo animals got COVID, and we hear about the white-tailed deer in Pennsylvania. They have COVID. But this is the significant part of it is these are officials in Hong Kong who claim that somebody got COVID from their pet.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something new that has not been substantiated.
So let me ask this question then. I mean, I know that they were vaccinating animals at the Philadelphia Zoo, and
yes.
I made fun of that. Are they boosting the animals too?
That is a good question.
And is it a mandate? If an animal doesn't, do they get kicked out of the zoo? How does that work?
Yeah, like the tiger. I guess the tiger could, what, do they bite you? I mean, how do you? I'm
trying to figure this out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Stop.
I'm just trying to understand.
But
The
Toronto Zoo, you can now get your COVID-19 booster shot at the zoo. I don't know if that counts.
Mm-hmm.
Hamsters are disgusting little animals. They're like little rats.
Thank you.
They're adorable, but they're very stinky.
And they're vicious. They bite.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do. They're hideous animals.
They do not bite.
Hideous little creatures.
He's right, Dawn. They're hideous. He's right about that.
Nobody should have them as pets.
He's right about that point. And now they have COVID, so.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And they're probably the reason why we have new variants. Has anybody talked about them? I keep blaming unvaccinated people. What about if it's the freaking hamsters?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, how would you like to have the hamster variant? That's just embarrassing.
Yeah, no, the hamster variant would be weak. And also, you'd have questions about that. I mean, wasn't that with, I won't say the actor's name. I just took a legal course yesterday. I don't want to get sued. Wasn't there an actor?
Yes.
You know,
it
right.
Was it a hamster or a gerbil? It was a gerbil.
It might have been a gerbil.
It
yeah.
Was
a
gerbil.
Stop.
Just, yeah.
You know.
So. Yeah, no. I mean, it was a real thing. You know, it's gerbils have been. I've heard from doctors gerbils have been stuck in orifices.
There you go. One in a million chance,
heavens.
Doc. One in a million chance.
So,
no, I had to take this legal. I did this Odyssey legal thing yesterday to make sure I don't say something that'll get me sued. Mm-hmm. And the first of defamation was the Rolling Stone rape on a campus article from years ago.
Yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
Fugazi Rolling Stone article that they got sued left. I can't believe they're still around after that, because the other example they gave was Hulk Hogan suing Gawker, and he sued them out of existence.
He did.
But
yep.
I guess they didn't have the same.
Do you see what's happening? Somebody's actually messing with Zeoli's microphone right now.
Yeah,
maybe it's somebody from legal. They're getting nervous.
What happened to my mic? What'd I do?
Well, I don't know.
I think
is
there's
it
a
me?
Cord loose or something.
Oh, right. No. Wink, really? Wink. I think somebody went, get his microphone.
Wait, hang on.
By the way,
is it better?
Yeah.
Is it better? The cord.
Is that better?
Yeah.
I was playing with the cord during the break.
Don't play with your cord.
Well, my cord needed to be played with, so, you know, that's what happened.
Just don't use a gerbil.
And then I touched my microphone, so.
Local tie-in. Zoetis, the company Zoetis that provides the vaccines for the animal to a local company, and they've, by the way, donated all these doses for the tigers and lions and bears.
Oh, my.
Really?
Honest to goodness. Mm. Local tie, local story.
And then is there a specific, like, does Omicron hit animals too?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Which is weird, isn't it?
The white-tailed deer have Omicron.
That is just very bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Very bizarre.
Can dogs get it?
Yes. And that's the fear. So let's say the stinking deer jump the fence and do their little duty in your yard with those little pellets. And let's say your dog goes in the yard and goes, oh, pate, and eats it. That's my question. Can your dog get it even though you have the fence and you're responsible? But yes, dogs can get it.
What a weird virus.
I know.
What a weird, weird, weird virus. All right, 855-839-1210. The good news, though, is that, as I mentioned earlier, it's not killing children, thank God. It's the rates are incredibly low with children. And the vaccine guy came out from Israel, and he talked about how we don't need vaccine passports anymore because the spread of this thing is not stopped by vaccines. So don't even think about it from that perspective. David is in San Francisco. He's got a little bit more about the zoonotic transmission of COVID. Hey, David.
Yeah, thanks, Rich, and others. I was reading a study about this. They've known about this for over a year. I think the first transmission was dogs, but they've had, I'm trying to think if it's 30 different species. Most of them are mammals. In fact, they're all mammals, so it's not like it's going to your fish are going to catch it or lizards or anything else. But apparently, the humans are giving it to the animals. The animals are not giving it to humans. But it's still worrisome because it's the opportunity for new variants of COVID. So I've always been of the theory that this disease is a pollution-based disease, and that if we don't stop polluting the earth, we're just going to end up with more diseases, more strange diseases. And if there's a conspiracy involved in COVID, it's which company was polluting and what pollution was it that needs to be stopped immediately.
Well, I think what you just said completely contradicts what you said earlier, because if it was a virus that came from nature, then it would be spreading to humans. Humans would not be spreading it back to the animals. You know what I'm saying? The fact that it was created in a laboratory is the reason why humans are giving it to animals and not the other way around.
Well, no, it doesn't. If you think of Wuhan, China, where it apparently started, it's a sweatshop city. It's one of the most polluted cities in the world.
But that doesn't start. But that doesn't change the origin of the virus. If it came from an animal, it would be spreading animal to human.
Well, the original story was it got into bats, and that the bats were being eaten by humans, and that if you
but we know that that's not true, though. But we know that that's not true.
No, it hasn't been discarded. The whole idea
Where's
was
the bat, that, David? Where's the bat? Well, how come they still have not found the animal in nature that this virus came from?
Well, they did. And that's the original story, is that the sweatshop city of Wuhan,
no,
China...
No, they didn't. They've not identified, David. They have not identified the source of the virus. That's inaccurate. You can't say that. Look, if you want to blame it on pollution, you better back it up then with something, and you're not doing that right now.
Well, that was the reason why Donald Trump refused. He cut off trade with, or not trade, he cut off ties with researchers in China. If you were to think about it, as a big polluter, didn't want to get caught and talk Donald Trump into cutting off research contacts, yeah, that would explain it, that we have no contacts, even though we had WHO people there, we had CDC people there. But Donald Trump pulled him out right away and then cut off. He started
trying to kick him out. Okay, David, your facts are all wrong. Here. I gotta let you go. Your facts are all wrong here. We tried to get in there, and we tried to get into the lab, and they wouldn't let us into the lab. And that's the reality of the situation, because they were covering up where the virus was created in the lab. China's a filthy, polluted country. No doubt. The world's biggest polluter is China. Nothing to do with how this virus originated. Nothing at all. That's like saying China has terrible food, and that's why we got this virus. No, because it didn't come from somebody eating a bat. It didn't. And that's the reality of the situation. It came from a laboratory. And look, the reason why we know that is because of how the virus behaves. The zoonotic transmission is another example of that. But also the fact that it's been now 2 years. They have yet to identify the source of the virus. They keep going, oh, some guy had a bat. They identified the source of SARS within a matter of months after the SARS outbreak many years ago. So, I mean, we're way past the point, I think, of even debating this fact, but that doesn't change the fact that China's got a major pollution problem, which is also kind of funny, too, when you think about it. The world goes on and lectures everybody about climate change. And as usual, they give China a pass on everything. We could stop all of our pollution in this country tomorrow. It wouldn't do a damn thing because of how much China pollutes, and India, too. But Asia is a mess. But we don't say anything about that because, again, we don't want to make China mad. So we just ignore that, just like we ignore the human rights issues. Because, again, nobody cares about the Uyghurs. Just remember that from that basketball owner. Nobody cares about the Uyghurs. Shamath Palihapitiya. How do I say it? I'm probably not saying that right,
You're definitely not saying that right.
Shamath Palihapitiya. How do you say it?
It's Chamath is how you say it.
Just call him Chamath,
yeah,
all right?
Yes.
Has he said anything else stupid in the last 24 hours regarding China?
No. In fact, he's walked back everything he said originally, so.
Oh, he kind of walked it all back.
Well.
He said he cares about human rights wherever they are, even in the United States. Like, trying to equate anything that happens in this country with the horrible issues going on in China. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, Amy says, I'm in the car screaming at Rich to hang up on this caller. Well, I like to let him hang out for a little bit and then say stupid things, and then I can respond to it. It's my style of things. But thank you, Amy, for that. 855-839-1210. I just think that blaming hamsters is just rude.
But the CDC doesn't rule it out. It says that there's an extremely low risk that you could catch COVID from your pet. But the CDC, I'm looking up their latest guidance, and it says you should never put a mask on your pet.
Mm.
So they just want you to know that.
You know why? Because if you put a mask on your pet, your pet's going to get mad and eat you. And you deserve it. You do. You deserve it.
I'm sure there's some place in San Francisco somebody's paying $5,000 a month for a 300 square foot walk up apartment somewhere in San Francisco with some hipster who has a mask on their dog. You know that's happening, right?
I bet you're right.
I sent this story to my wife today. I think I might have seen this, might have saw this today. Stump Brain's prep, Michael Pelka's prep. I think so. Who, by the way, Furry Hamsters, he said, was his college cover band name. So, go figure. I'm not judging. But in San Francisco, the worst house on the best block, this thing was boarded up, falling down, literally the house, falling down. It's one of those, it's like a row home, sold for $2 million.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
God.
And I guarantee you, whoever bought that place has a mask on their dog and probably carries their dog around in one of those little stupid handbags. Not wrong on this point. Not wrong.
It's such a shame because San Francisco is such a nice, it's such a great city.
It was. Now you got to walk. You go, oh man, what did I just step in right now? You know what I mean?
What's the district, the Tenderloin district that has all the homeless people and drug addicts where people are shooting up in plain sight? It's fun.
People are making jokes about that last caller. Gear Jammer Scooter says, didn't you recognize that caller was Bill Nye the Science Guy? I didn't at the time, I didn't place it. Ornery Hound says everyone knows the virus was brought on by alien bats from outer space working as scientists in Wuhan. They dumped used motor oil down the sewer and thus COVID. Follow the science, Rich. Sorry, my bad. Good stuff. Very good. The other Chris says the pet COVID vaccination craze and pet anti-vax shaming is certainly coming. It's inevitable. Brace for it. Not a fugazi. It's true. You're right. And why would somebody bring up Richard Gere in a tweet? Anyway, 855-839-1210. So listen, this time of year gets very, very cold. And before I go to our movie contest, I just want to bring up USA Installation because I get asked all the time by people, did it really work for you? Of course it did. I would never tell you it did if it didn't. It made a huge difference for our home. Look, what you have to realize right now is that the war on energy that this administration is waging is never going to go away. We are going to be dealing with this for a long time. I mean, it's never going to get better. Oil prices just hit a 7-year high. And you know, whatever Putin's little nonsense that he's doing over there is going to affect the price of natural gas in the world market. So you need to do everything you possibly can to deal with energy prices and help stabilize them for your home. This is where insulation comes in. You want to build a modern day house right now? Well, you better make sure it's got state-of-the-art insulation or they're not going to give you a permit to build. And if you have an older home like I did, you're stuck with what you have, unless you call USA Insulation, because they come to your home and they put premium foam into your walls. Now, that creates a beautiful barrier that keeps the air you're paying for inside your home. And the result of that is you save money. The result of that is you have a more comfortable home. And right now, you can get $500 off a whole home insulation from USA Insulation. Think about it like this. You put on a giant winter coat and you go outside. Traps your body heat. Put on a big winter hat, traps your body heat from rising out. Same thing with when they insulate your attic. It's the same concept. In our house, it used to be you'd touch the walls and the walls would always feel freezing cold. And it was just costing us a fortune. And USA Insulation has helped stabilize that for us. And of course, now we have such a more comfortable home too, which is great. So reach out to them today at usainsulation.net. Get that $500 off a whole home insulation. Stop freezing and start saving. 1-800-USA-FOAM. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net. All right, let's do it.
Now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on the Rich Zioli Show, WPHT.
You do realize that importing illegal drugs for sale is a very serious offense.
Well, of course it is. As I said, they're not for sale, nor are they illegal, merely unapproved.
If we get the slightest indication that you're selling these drugs for profit, you could be thrown in jail for a very long time, Father.
And to God, I promise to take every single one of these pills myself.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Very good. Good choice. Very relevant to the conversation yesterday. Millennial, tell them what they'll win.
The 12th caller today with the correct answer will win a $25 Boston Market gift card.
There you go. All right. Well done. Good job. Good luck. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
ten. Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies in.
All right, it is Wednesday. Great to have you with us today. 855-839-1210 is the number. Snow Bunny Gal still can't find her Zioli beanie. She says it's cold out. She'd love to wear one today. Are they going to go out before summer, you think?
The last time I checked, they all went out. So I don't know. You know, maybe send me an email. I'll get on that for you.
Well, Snow Bunny Gal, we think it's just better if you get it in July.
Well, if she's going to parks tomorrow, we could just give it to her then. I don't know if she is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she is or not. I don't want to. I don't know if she wants to publicly post her whereabouts, knowing all the freaks that are out there. You know what I mean? 855-839-1210 is the number. All right, let's see. Phil has the. Let me go to stupid freaking COVID hamster mouse. Phil, what's the movie today?
Rich, that would be the Dallas Buyers Club.
You are correct, sir. That is very relevant to the conversation we had yesterday about all the treatments for COVID that the FDA is not allowing people to try. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rich. I enjoy your show.
All right, Phil. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate that. 855-839-1210. So Biden's going to have his big press conference later this afternoon. Jen Psaki is defending Biden's refusal to open up the transcripts and, I'm sorry, the visitor logs of everybody who's been visiting him down in Delaware. He's been spending a lot of time, 26 out of 52 weekends at either his house in Wilmington or Rehoboth Beach. He's only spent 10 weekends at the White House. And what a lot of people would like to know is who's he meeting with there? Who's down there? Who's seeing him? Of course, he won't tell us. They won't tell us either. And the press corps is asking, you know, hey, I mean, the president could be having meetings. He could be meeting with lobbyists. He could be meeting with foreign nationals. We'd like to know. Maybe, I mean, anybody who might have bought artwork, for example, are they meeting with the president? Anybody? So can we find out? See, if they go to the White House, there's visitor logs, then the White House will release those visitor logs to the press. But if the president's spending half his time at the other White House, which is his personal one in Delaware, his homes, plural, we don't know who he's meeting with. I'm just saying, maybe somebody just bought a beautiful piece of crappy artwork from Hunter Biden that's not even close to being a beautiful piece of artwork. Do they get an invitation? This is the kind of stuff why people would like to know, a little transparency. Nobody has a problem with the president going to Wilmington or Rehoboth. Go ahead, knock yourself out. But then if he's having meetings, and the White House didn't say he's not, it's not like they came out and go, no, listen, he just takes a nap, eats Jell-O, relaxes, and, you know, goes in a hammock. But, no, they didn't say anything. So I'm left to wonder, what's he doing down there all the time? Just watching old reruns of Bonanza, Gunsmoke? I mean, what's he doing? 855-839-1210 if you'd like to weigh in. Listen, Emmons Roofing and Siding right now, $100 off. New windows and doors at Emmons Roofing and Siding. It's cold out. As you know, it's winter. It's what happens every time this year. And if you need a new roof, well, this is what you want to do. You want to reach out to Emmons. Roof repairs, a new roof, new windows, doors, or siding. Turn to the company that I trust for my home, Emmons. E-M-M-O-N-S. Emmons makes everything easy. They'll come out. They'll take a look at the work you need done. They'll give you a free estimate. They'll show up when they say they will to do the work, and they will finish the job on time. In fact, Emmons does such a great job that I had them do a lot of other work for my home as well. I've been excited. I've been happy each and every time with the work that they've done. If you've had any damage to your home, Emmons will work with your insurance company because they are storm damage restoration experts. So they'll work with them and make sure the job is done right for you. Now, like I mentioned, doors and windows. So originally I had Emmons do my roof, and it was a great job, and I've got that 50-year guarantee on the roof, which is huge. But then I was so pleased, I said, let's do the doors, let's do the windows too. And I still have them doing other projects for me, too. It's like a never-ending thing. I always joke it's that the house that Emmons built. But right now, you can save $100 on new doors and new windows, so reach out to them today. In fact, I'm going to reach out to Matt after the show because I think it's time for us to replace our storm door in the front of our house. EmmonsRoofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S. Every time I recommend somebody for Emmons, they always tell me, Rich, they did a great job. Thank you so much for recommending them. And I always say, of course. I mean, it's who I trust for my home, so you know you can trust them as well. EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Wednesday. Bum, 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 bum. Great to have you with us today. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. Dawn's got some big guests coming up on the Dawn Show later today. Wowzers, you better tune in for this because we got some big stuff happening. So, Dawn, tell us all about it.
Yes, so our friend, longtime friend, and police widow Maureen Faulkner, as well as George Paquetto, they're going to be live today on the Dawn Show. That's 10:15 to update us on this push to free, of course, her late husband's killer, Mumia Abu-Jamal. And this is Officer Danny Faulkner, who was murdered on the job some 40 years ago, and she's been battling for justice in this. But this is Krasner. She says Krasner has lied to her, has tried to help get Mumia free, and she's asking for the public support. So she's in Philadelphia. There's a big police rally today at the FOP, as many officers give her support as well. So we'll hear the very latest from Maureen Faulkner.
So at 3 p.m. today, they'll have a press conference at the FOP Lodge 5 up in the Great Northeast. That'll be this afternoon. But you'll hear Dawn's interview with Maureen at 10:30, you said, 10:15?
10:15.
And you said, yeah. George Paquetto is part of it as well?
He's been helping her with legal advice and that, try to, you know, make filings and whatnot. But she's, you know, as we all know, she's been in this battle all these years and just feels lied to and feels disgusted. And it's heartbreaking, the whole situation. But they have a new strategy. So she'll give us a preview. But then during your podcast this afternoon, then you can update folks on, you know, what's happening this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I certainly will. They should have just killed him when they had the chance.
Amen.
Honestly, they should have just killed them when they had the chance.
Here's the thing. I mean, Maureen, I can ask her about that. This was, I forget, when was Corbett governor? It was when Corbett was governor. So she actually met with Corbett in his office. She has a story where they were asking her, in other words, would she agree to say, okay, let's give up on the death penalty. If you'll just, if Mumia would, if his lawyers and he would agree to just, you know, let it go as far as all of these appeals so that she could rest, so that everybody could have peace.
Yeah.
And so they said, yes, we'll make this deal that nobody will ever ask for the death penalty. He'll get off, you know, that situation, but that he would spend the rest of his life behind bars as a convicted killer of Officer Daniel Faulkner. And so that was the agreement. It was all agreed to. And she really felt like, you know, it was, now looking back, she has regretted that. But she took everybody at their word. And so that was, they would not have done it without her saying yes to it. So it's, it's a shame. It's a sin, as I said. I mean, seriously.
It's true. And, you know, it's also with Larry Krasner there, you know, she has no reason to believe that the district attorney won't try to get him out. All right. Well, that will tune in for that. That'll be excellent today on the Dawn Show next. And then Dom Giordano. And then, yes, I'll be back for my afternoon podcast later this afternoon. give you all the updates on Joe Biden's press conference in Delaware. Jen Psaki playing the sympathy card, the weird death card they continue to pull out. Well, his wife and his son are buried there in Delaware. That has nothing to do with the fact that the White House won't release the visitor log. So who's going to see the president in Delaware? Which I think the public has a right to know. The press is asking for it. And they were trying to kill Trump over this. With Biden, they go, no big deal. It's just where the president spends literally half his time. And we don't know who he's meeting with, who he's talking to, who he's calling. Nothing. We have no logs of anything. It's outrageous. It really is. It's outrageous. All right, 855-839-1210. We've got more audio to do, so let's do it.
What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, sponsored by Exergen, where accuracy matters. Exergen agrees with a just-released study by the FDA confirming that non-contact thermometers are not accurate and that their labels contain false information. Be sure to be accurate with Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com. Rich, just moments ago, Joe Manchin just spoke. They were asking him about the filibuster. And we've played over the last few, you know, cut sheet segments, we've played all these Democrats that have changed their tune on the filibuster, right? So in the mid-2000s, everybody was like, and now, you know, it's a whole different thing, including the president himself. And Joe Manchin actually called that out on this little press conference he did today, this morning, which I think is hysterical. So here's Joe Manchin from just moments ago.
Well, you have the executive branch of government, and you have Congress, the House, and the Senate. They're all the same. And there's no check and balance because basically you just sweep right through, and the same thing could happen if Republicans had everything. And I just, the only thing I've ever said was this. The majority of my colleagues in the caucus, Democrat caucus, they've changed. They've changed their mind. I respect that. You have a right to change your mind.
Sure.
I haven't. I hope they respect that, too. I've never changed my mind on the filibuster.
Wow. Interesting, right?
Yeah. I mean, yesterday I played a little clip of Schumer going on there and going, it's the cooling sauce. Now it's if you don't want to take that cooling sauce and dump it down the drain, you're Bull Connor. Talk about things changing, right?
Exactly. CNN yesterday on the CNN newsroom had on Inside Politics anchor Abby Phillips, and she was saying that, you know, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are going out of their way to not make Joe Biden look good, because that's their job.
9 months, 10 months out from an election here, Abby, are we seeing any dissatisfied progressives or even moderates start to pull away a bit from the president, considering the legislative narrative and those polling numbers?
Well, I mean, two data points. You've got two very powerful, it seems, moderates in the Senate who are not going out of their way to make their president look good. They have done some things in the last week, whether it was Kyrsten
That's
Sinema
their
going
job
to this-
is to make their president look good.
What?
That's what they ran for as U.S. senators. They said, I am running on a platform where I will make my president look good. Amazing.
How did we get here? I just that's not okay.
Senator, you have one job. Make your president look good.
You mentioned Joe Biden's speech. He's speechifying today and taking, well, it's not really a speech, right? He's taking questions from the press, or is he giving a speech?
I think it's being billed as a press conference. I don't know if that means he's actually going to take questions or if he's going to take questions from random journalists or just the ones. We'll see how snarky he gets if the Deuce, Peter Ducey's there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
The Axe, David Axelrod, was on CNN New Day this morning, and he has some advice. Because, you know, Axelrod, say what you will about him. I mean, he did advise, what's his name? Obama.
Smart guy. I've always said he's a very, very smart political strategist, one of the smartest out there.
So, they asked him what he should, you know, what kind of things we should look for from Joe Biden today. And he said that the testing has been a disappointment, and he should admit that.
David, you know, don't set up goals you can't achieve. So what goals can he achieve? What are the things that he should accomplish and point to?
You know, John, I think most people aren't sitting there at their kitchen table checking off his list of accomplishments. What they're doing is looking at their grocery list and wondering how much that's going to cost. They're wondering whether their kid is going to be able to go back to school. And what I think is more important than anything is that he convey that he is engaged in the challenges that people are facing in their daily lives and doing everything that he can to try and help and acknowledge where there have been shortfalls. There have been disappointments. Testing is a disappointment. Don't try and deny what hasn't gone well. Talk about how you're going to fix it and how you're going to move forward and give people a sense that their concerns are your concerns.
Rich Scioli, as somebody who has advised presidents, do you agree with that statement?
No, you just go up there, yell at people, and say that they're just like Bull Connor and Jefferson Davis if they disagree with them. That's how you win hearts and minds.
Gotcha.
Come on, Axe, the rules have changed, man. Now you just get up there and yell and insult people and call them racist.
Okay. Dr. Oz was on running for the Senate in Pennsylvania. He was on with the he was on Hannity last night, and he was talking about the failure of the vaccine is not the people who didn't take it, but that's what the administration...
hamsters.
Yes.
No. Damn, I guessed wrong. All right.
This is Dr. Oz from last night.
The vaccine does not seem to be as effective as we would like against spread. I think it's good to have the vaccination because it'll protect you, but it's not going to help people around you as much as we thought. The durability, much shorter with Omicron than we ever expected. That Israeli study is highlighting that as well. And remember, 90% of folks over 65, the vulnerable population, they got vaccinated. So people who should be worried were worried and got the vaccine. I believe that we're blaming the failure of the medication on non-users. I mean, how does that work? If the medication works, it should protect you. If it doesn't work, don't blame the people who didn't take the product. And we're hiding the real crisis here. The true treatment of Omicron was to have the tests that aren't around, you can't find them, and to have the treatments that include the antibody cocktails, which we know work incredibly effectively. And we have two FDA-approved pills. Go try to find them. I have been looking. It's tough. So it's created another economic burden is continuing to grow. And I'll tell you, Sean, here in Pennsylvania, more and more voters are asking me about reparations from China. They agree with President Trump that something's got to give here. We're not able to deal with this with the traditional pathways, and we keep running up the bill.
Wow. Well, I mean, he's right. He's right to say stop blaming the non-users for the variant. That's not accurate. It's not true. And now we know it's the hamsters anyway. So thank God we figured this out finally.
Reparations from China. Your thoughts, Rich Scioli?
I don't know. I mean, why not? I mean, China does owe us some money here. We can just take it off the national debt, right? Just take it off what we owe them.
Yeah.
Send them a bill and just take a big black Sharpie and go, we actually owe you this. We're paying the whole cost of COVID-19. We're taking it off the tab. I like that. I like that approach.
It's a great idea. We should have a president that should say that.
Yeah, I'm sure Joe Biden's going to be right on it. Hunter will paint them a picture.
Dr. Jonathan Reiner was on with Jake Tapper yesterday. And, you know, they were talking about the Biden administration sending out tests to every American who signs up for them. And we're back to, and you talked about this earlier too, Rich, about how the testing is this false sense of security. But apparently, Dr. Jonathan Reiner says that tests are a critical tool to help us get back to normal. So it's like what's old is new again, right? So we've realized that this doesn't really actually work and it doesn't actually help. That doesn't stop the doctors to go on TV and say the opposite.
White House quietly rolled out its free at-home testing site today. There's a limit of 4 per household, and it will take a couple weeks before the tests get to people's doorsteps. Will this effort ultimately make any sort of dent in the pandemic?
Well, maybe not for this big Omicron surge, but going forward, yes, I think tests are a critical tool to help us get back to normal. It's how we are going to be able to understand whether that tickle in your throat is just a tickle in your throat or whether it's COVID and whether you need to stay home. It's a tool to allow you to go visit your friends on Saturday night, which is what we and our friends did before we met this past weekend. So I think it's going to be critical to have tested in every home. It would have been wonderful for us to have had this months ago, but here we are, and I'm glad the administration is doing this. But for most people, they won't be able to get these tests until beginning of February. And I encourage everyone to go on the website this week and order some to have in your house.
There you go. So it'll help you go out on Saturday night.
The question is this. Who's going to get, will Snowbody Gal get her Zioli Army beanie? or will we get our tests first? Because both things are going to become unnecessary soon when winter ends. It'll be like spring, and then there'll be no COVID, and oh, look, oh, your test just arrived. No, I mean, he makes a great point, right? We needed this. We needed to have this when? When did we need this? A long time ago, yes. We needed these tests, right?
Yeah.
Like in December, probably, before the
October.
Holidays. Thanksgiving, October. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to really be that effective for Omicron, because Dawn pointed out earlier in the show that, like, by the time you're showing symptoms, you're probably 4 days in. You know what I mean? And you've already been, and by the way, you could have tested 4 days and not had enough COVID in your nostrils or whatever to detect it. So it could have shown negative.
And so, by the way, had he sent this out last year, they could have been testing people who were actually, before the holidays, before they got together with people over the holidays and everything like that, right?
Yeah.
But instead, they're doing it now. That doesn't help us.
Yeah. Well, and it's not even now. It's possibly 12 days from now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It'll be in the mail in 12 days.
Yeah, in the mail. You'll get it in the mail.
It's in the mail.
What could possibly go wrong with that? Are we using Amazon or any type of thing with this? Or are we using like USPS?
No, USPS,
gotcha.
Baby.
Okay.
but remember something.
Yeah.
When they lose your COVID test, you just go to the post. They'll get it right. They'll get your replacement. It'll be really easy to get. All right. So you have nothing to worry about.
You saw those scenes, Rich, right, in Los Angeles where people are like hijacking trains and they're like, taking packages off. We're going to see that there's going to be COVID tests everywhere.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, we're having train robberies again in this country. That's Biden's legacy. We've brought back train robberies.
Jesse James.
Yeah, I mean, I thought at one thing, at least America had, we won the West, we stopped train robberies. It's the freaking great train robbery every day now in this country. I'll tell you what, you're doing a bang-up job, Joe Biden. I'm going to see some dude with like a bandana on horseback robbing Amtrak later today. It's going to be great.
I mean, it's nice to see a good train robbery every now and then. I miss them,
Yeah, those are the good old days,
you
think?
Yeah, the Wild West. It's literally the Wild West everywhere. It's the Wild West in the streets of Philadelphia. It's the Wild West, for train conductors.
And all we would have thought this entire time was, we don't have train robberies anymore. Look at us. Look how far we've come.
Coming next year, pirates.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And not the cool Pirates of the Caribbean
kind. Yep. All right. Finally this morning, Rich, you heard me play, coming back into this segment, you heard me play New Year's Day by U2. Are you a U2 fan?
I am a U2 fan. I've actually my first band I ever saw in concert was U2.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
How about that, right?
So that then these two clips I have, they're very short, but these two clips I have are not going to go over well with you because I'm not a U2 fan. So I thought we were simpatico on this. I apologize for that. Bono was on the Hollywood Reporter's Awards Chatter podcast, and he reveals that he actually hates the name U2, which I think is hysterical.
So it was the one we chose, and we didn't really love it at first.
I still don't.
But we kind of decided to live with it.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't. No, I don't like that name. I still don't really like the name. But Paul McGuinness, our first manager, did say, look, it's a great name. It's gonna look good on a T-shirt, a letter and a number. There it is.
So Bono, not a fan of the name U2, but I think it's interesting. He's also...
Is he a fan of the name Bono?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Just wonder that,
He also says, and that song that I played New Year's Day is from the album Boy, which I think came out in like 81, 82, somewhere around there. Forgive me if I'm wrong. But he says hearing his songs from like that era, his old, his older songs, makes him cringe because he doesn't like his voice.
It's the voice. The band sound incredible. I found the voice very strained and kind of not macho. I've been in a car where, when one of our songs come on the radio and I've been, the color of, just like, as we say in Dublin, scarlet. I'm just embarrassed.
He's embarrassed by his old voice. So,
wow.
I think it's interesting. I always like it when rock stars are critical of themselves. My joke was going to be Bono finally coming to the realization that all of us are, but since you're a U2 fan, I won't say that.
I'm not, though, anymore. I mean, okay. I was, like, when I was in high school.
Gotcha.
I'm not a fan of U2. I will say, though, that I did think the music made the movie Sing 2.
Oh, what's, what,
Because Bono plays the lion.
Oh, gotcha.
And they used his music in the movie. But no, I'm not, I would not be going to see U2 now. No, no. In high school, but, you know, that was a long time ago.
The Joshua Tree was your era, you know, and that was a great album. So, like, I would say that, but I just, the pretentious nature of Bono just irritates me. It really does. I just, like, his dumb glasses and,
Yeah, no, I mean, I think he's a little overrated, I'll say that. A little overrated. And some of those albums too are just downright awful. And it's to the point of, I think at one point this was an annoying period of time when Apple gave a free album. You remember that?
Yes.
And it just kept playing.
Yes.
And you couldn't get rid of it.
Yes.
You couldn't delete it. It was like the worst kind of, it was like having an STI. You couldn't get rid of it. You know, it kept bothering you.
Yep.
And that was the most annoying. They're like, oh, look, you have a free U2 album. I don't want it. And I tried to delete it, and I couldn't.
You couldn't.
I hated that.
It was always on your phone. It probably still is on your phone.
And then the minute it would connect to Bluetooth, it would just start playing.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yep.
And go, wait, what the hell's happening right now?
Yep.
Oh, it was a terrible.
Yep.
All right, let's do it, Millennial.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it to @HamWrappedInBacon. We talked about Microsoft acquiring gaming company Activision. He says, great, more people that will become fatter and lazier in the next 10 years, Rich. Go health problems.
Yeah, he's right about that. It's a good thing. Beautiful thing.
We're going to be all ready for our next pandemic.
Yeah.
Because everybody will be overweight and lazy.
We'll usher it in ourselves. All right. Dawn show's coming up next. Maureen Faulkner will join her at 12:15. So. That's what I meant, 10:15. And then the press conference will be today at 3 o'clock. Boy, nobody on the show gives you a chance to, like, correct yourself. Everybody just jumps right in there. I still mentioned Granddaddy Flavor Flav. And see, I just corrected it, all right? All right, let's do this.
And now, Rich Zeoli's final thoughts.
Yes, and I'll be back with my afternoon podcast today for Joe Biden's first year press conference. We'll see what he has to say. VP Harris will visit Honduras next week. Boy, it's like the White House could not get her further away from Washington if they tried. Have a great rest of your day today. Thanks so much for listening. Dawn's next, and we'll see you later. Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.